In this example, we will witness polymorphism in action. We will create some concrete objects that share a common method, but whose implementation differ. We will then upcast these objects to a more general type. Then, we will invoke the method for each object at the general level and see that the version that corresponds to the object's dynamic type is indeed invoked. To illustrate, we make a general character class with an attack method. Note that the attack method is made virtual so that it will be polymorphic. We then create three child classes, a fighter class, a wizard class, and an archer class. Each of these classes has the attack method, but each implements it differently. In main, we upcast three concrete objects to more general character objects. We then call the attack method for each object at this general level, and based on the output, we see that the method that corresponds to each object's dynamic type is actually invoked. Incidentally, notice that we have put the method implementations in the class definition. This is legal syntax, but is generally not recommended since it breaks the goal of separating interface and implementation. We do it here to save space.